Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Banister. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Rivers. Batting third. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The DH, Carlos May. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Ron Guidry. And now, play ball. Alan Banister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banister takes first base on ball four. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta strikes out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm takes first base on ball four. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph strikes out. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banister misplays the ball. That's an error on Banister. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivers. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Rivers steals second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivers. Nordhagen reaches second base with a double. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien strikes out. Two outs. Alan Banister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banister is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Banister hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson who is chasing the ball. Zisk reaches third base with a triple. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivers. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Zisk scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0-1 in the game. Randolph hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-1 in the game. Rivers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Lemon trying to get to third. Rivers throws the ball into Nettles, who tags Lemon for the out. Nordhagen moves to second. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nordhagen scores. Essien moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ken Holtzman now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta is hit by the pitch. Essien moves to third. Bannister moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Zisk hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Jackson fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Jackson. Essien scores. Bannister scores. Orta goes all the way around to score. Zisk moves to third. It's 7-0, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-1 in the game. Munson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Nettles reaches second base with a double. Chambliss scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spencer is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Essien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, White Sox. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0-for-2 in the game. Randolph hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivers hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Zisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivers throws the ball into Randolph, who tags Zisk trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bannister moves to third. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-2 in the game. Munson hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 7-3, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nettles moves to third. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Soderholm hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Nordhagen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0-for-3 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivers hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Essien fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Horta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Horta reaches second base with a double. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Zisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Munson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivers. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Horta scores. It's 9-3, White Sox. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to third. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Soderholm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-3 in the game. Munson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Munson moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer fields the ball and throws to Barrios covering. Safe. Munson moves to third. Nettles moves to second. Laron Lagro now pitching. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Munson scores. Nettles moves to third. May moves to second. It's 9-4, White Sox. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Piniella takes first base on ball 4. Del Alston pinch hits for Bucky Dent. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alston for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Stanley now playing shortstop. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0-for-4 in the game. Randolph strikes out. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-for-4 in the game. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lagro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Munson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and New York Yankees, 4. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.